Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. As promised here in hour number two, we have completely got you covered with NBA free agency. Of course, July 1st, it is finally here, and that means teams are negotiating with players starting today. And of course, plenty of attention will be on superstar free agent Kevin Durant. We all are waiting and wondering on what ultimately he is going to do. A true pleasure to have back with us from Basketball Insiders, that of course is Steve Kyler. You can check them out at basketballinsiders.com. And of course, this interview is being brought to you by our friends at Progressive Insurance. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click today and find out what you can save. Good evening, Steve Kyler. How are you?
Alyssa, I'm well. How are you?
Well, I am so excited because this is a really special time of the year. And first and foremost, right off the top, who's going to win the Kevin Durant sweepstakes? Warriors, the Spurs, or perhaps the Thunder? Will he stay there?
Well, he's got six teams that he's meeting with, and started off with the Thunder. That they got the first meeting. You know, it's going to play out all weekend, so we'll probably get to a real conclusion come, you know, late Sunday, Monday. But the pitch is basically this, that, you know, I think the prevailing thought is the Thunder could win this out and, you know, keep him, you know, all the way up to this. There was kind of this narrative that he was going to, you know, do a one-in-one deal like LeBron has done, one guaranteed year and a player option deal, and kind of saddle himself to the Thunder for one more run and line his free agency future up with Russell Westbrook. But, you know, as we've gotten closer to this, you know, people inside Kevin's life have said, you know, he really didn't enjoy this process, that, you know, the constant speculation of his future was a distraction, both personally and professionally. He felt like it was a distraction to his team, and that he just doesn't want to go through this again. So, you know, some of the seriousness of some of these suitors isn't so much about, you know, the next season, it's about the next four seasons and who can give him the best opportunity to compete for a championship right away, but also in the long term. And that's where teams like the Warriors and the LA Clippers and the San Antonio Spurs and even the Boston Celtics, you know, have a real good pitch for him. And, you know, that's why his camp has told all of them that nothing has been decided and that he is going to kind of look at this very, you know, seriously and going to make his decision. You know, we people, you know, when you talk to other executives, they still feel like he's Oklahoma City's player to lose. But when you really factor in that you don't know what Russell Westbrook's going to do, they've changed the team up a bit already, you know, what does the long term of the Oklahoma City Thunder look like? It's one of the reasons why they're out looking at other players today, too.
Hey, Basketball Insider Steve Kyler is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're zeroing in on Kevin Durant. And let me ask you this. How nervous should the Thunder be about Durant's decision to meet with other teams?
Well, they feel pretty good about where they are with Kevin because of how much they know about Kevin. You know, when you bring up, you know, a guy for 9 years and he's been in your organization and you started from the bottom and got all the way to the top with him, you know, they've built their organization around Kevin. They've developed a culture that's around Kevin. You know, they truly understand and trust. It's also one of the reasons why at the trade deadline you didn't hear a single peep about the Oklahoma City Thunder trying to trade Kevin Durant versus, you know, maybe losing him in free agency, because they trust him, they know him. They understand that he'll communicate what's real for them and give them an opportunity to kind of do the right thing. So, you know, they like where they are, but I just don't think any team likes, you know, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green coming in and saying, come be part of this, or, you know, the L.A. marketplace coming in with, you know, Doc Rivers, who's a very compelling salesman in the room, you know, that could, say, be part of a Big Four, which the Oklahoma City Thunder can't offer. You know, so it does become real. There's no question this thing is real for the Thunder, but they're not panicking and saying, oh, we're out of it. In fact, I think when you look at the trade that they made on draft night to bring in Victor Oladipo and Ersan Ilyasova and then Demontis Sabonis from the Magic, you know, some of that was about giving a more attractive picture for Kevin, but it also sets them up for life without Kevin. If he makes the decision to leave, you know, they've got some young guys to build around. So, you know, ideally they want to keep him. There's no question about that. But, you know, if he makes a decision for himself that doesn't include the Thunder, they're ready to move forward too.
What is that number one criteria for Kevin Durant? Is it all about how quickly he will win a title?
Well, you know, he's in a great situation. One, he's made a lot of money in his basketball career, but he's also made a lot of money off the floor. you know, one of the highest endorsing guys for the last couple of years, just signed a $300 million Nike deal that included a $200 million upfront payment. So Kevin doesn't have to make a financial decision. That's not what this is about. It's about team. It's about culture. It's about ability to win. It's about being in a place he wants to go to work every day, and that's kind of the thing about Oklahoma City. He likes being in Oklahoma City. He likes the small-town feel. He likes the fact that it's about team and community and culture and not about a lot of other things. And, you know, so he's very focused on you know, and I'll say it this way, Alyssa, who am I going to live with for the next 4 years? He wants to know that and understand that, have a comfort level with that.
Because, right.
You know, in an NBA season, you know, you're spending 170 days elbow to elbow with other people. You got to like who you play with. And, you know, that's something that's very big for him. The coaching matters. I think that's why the Boston Celtics are in this. I think proximity to being able to win and win big matters. I think it's the reason why only teams that were in the second round of the playoffs are in this, and why teams like the Lakers and the Knicks are not, is because he's not looking to go be part of something that we're 3 years away. He wants to be part of something that's 1 year away, meaning next year, and stay there.
Hey, Kevin Durant, he's not going to meet with the Washington Wizard. Were you surprised that he didn't give his hometown a shot?
Not really. This one was kind of telegraphed a little bit. I know everybody bought into it. It was kind of the narrative for about 2 years that he was coming home. He was coming home. He's got, you know, a tattoo across his back that says Maryland. That's probably as big as his jersey letters. But, you know, the pressure of playing at home, and you're seeing this play out with Derrick Rose, you know, in Chicago. And one of the reasons why I think he'll flourish a little bit in New York is that, you know, the pressure to be great around friends and family and to deal with all of the people that are asking and wanting to be a part of, you know, it becomes a distraction in and of itself. You know, I'm close with a player who recently signed with his hometown team and said, "Aren't you happy to be going home?" And he's like, "No, I got to change my phone number. Mm-hmm. I got to, like, look away when people walk towards me."
Sure.
It does become a very big burden that some players just don't want to handle. And when Kevin comes through Washington, it's a small circus for 2 days, and I don't think he wants to live that every day of his career.
Hey, basketball insider Steve Kyler is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Steve, reach out to our audience. You connect with them. Tell them where they can check you out.
Well, we'll be covering all of free agency of basketball insiders. We've also got, you know, Summer League in Orlando that kicks off tomorrow, so we will, you know, certainly get underway, you know, on Saturday with all of that. So there's a lot going on in basketball. We have it all at Basketball Insider.
Okay, so the Knicks are not on the page for Kevin Durant. What is going to be their focus and their offseason priorities?
It looks like they're getting Joakim Noah. You know, I think Joakim is really close to that one. That one, I think, is probably the easiest of all the free agents to peg. You know, there was a midnight meeting on Friday night with him, and, you know, all signs point to they're going to get a deal done. So that'll be the first big move for the New York Knicks, and they're going to kind of shift their gears towards, you know, shooting guards. A lot of guys mentioned to them, Evan Turner, Courtney Lee, you know, Kevin Martin, Jamal Crawford. So they're going to shore some things up pretty quickly. But when you combine adding Joakim Noah and Derrick Rose to that team, especially if both of them are healthy and productive, they've got a really good shot. And I think Derrick Rose is going to have a resurgent year with the New York Knicks. There's all the things just kind of point to. He's going to be a free agent. He's got every reason in the world to play every game. And I think the pressure comes off him a little bit. And I think there's more help for him, more complementary help for him. Him and Jimmy Butler were awfully similar players in terms of how they went about the game. The fact that you've got a different look in a Carmelo Anthony, a different look in a Kristaps Porzingis, different look, you know, and certainly a different role for Joakim Noah, all of that's going to look very different for Derrick Rose, and I think we'll see a really good year out of him.
NBA free agency, it is underway. Always a true pleasure to catch up with Steve Kyler, who does an outstanding job. Go to their website, basketballinsiders.com. Thank you so much, Steve.
Anytime.
Much more in hour number two coming your way right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show.